Welcome to the Ambit Energy Podcast, your source for interviews, updates, ideas, and information you need to help grow your business.
Hello, everyone. I'm Eric Johnstone, Ambit's Vice President of Marketing and Field Services, and I'm here today with Anna Batman, our Senior Manager of Content Marketing. And one of the many projects Anna manages is our Corporate Responsibility Program, or as most of you may know it, our Ambit Cares Program. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Eric. Thank you.
Tell me how and why the Ambit Cares program got started.
Well, Ambit employees and consultants have always been involved in charitable initiatives. We saw the need to unify these actions and encourage even more participation in our communities with Ambit Cares. For these reasons, we also decided to basically expand the support to include community involvement and decided to use Ambit as the resource to do so. It was important for us to harness the reach of Ambit and take the next step towards giving back.
So what is the mission of Ambit Cares?
Our mission is to harness the energy of Ambit to change the lives of those in need by fighting hunger in America. It's simple.
Great. So why was hunger chosen as the focus?
People don't realize that hunger affects 1 in 7 people in America. That reaches every community where we live. Whether you realize it or not, we read that statistic and we felt a strong need to do something about it. On the other hand, we also found out that a donation of only $1 helps provide 11 meals nationwide. And that means that we can make a real difference here, and we plan to do so.
Wow, that's some sobering numbers. So if any of our consultants listening right now want to get involved in the Ambit Cares program, what are some of the ways they can do that?
Absolutely. There are many ways our consultants can get involved. It can be as easy as donating food or money to their local food bank. But we also want them to get out there and volunteer in their communities. They just need to find an organization whose mission focuses on hunger relief and reach out to them to coordinate a volunteer activity. That can be at a food bank, a food pantry, soup kitchen, community garden, basically any organization that works towards our mission. If they don't know where to find an organization like this, feedingamerica.org has a great resource on their website that uses your zip code, and you just type it in and you find the closest local food bank near you. Consultants should know after they're done volunteering, they can use the volunteer completion form on ambitenergy.com/ambitcares and tell us what they did. So we are using this to track the program's success and to track consultant recognition, so they shouldn't miss this step. When they do it, we'd love it if they would include a photo of them and their team in action wearing their Ambit Cares t-shirts. And it's a really good way to sort of see what everybody's doing in the field.
Great. You know, I've seen a lot of those Ambit Cares t-shirts out there. If a consultant doesn't have one, how can they get a t-shirt of their own?
Yeah, good question. They're available on the ambitstore.com for just $15.
Great. Thank you. So as you know, we have this little thing called Ambition 2016 coming up very soon. Where does Ambit Cares fit into the event?
We're really excited that Ambit Cares this year is hosting Strike Out Hunger bowling event on Wednesday afternoon. It's going to be held at this really cool venue in the Dallas Design District called Bowl Lounge, and consultants definitely don't want to miss this event. We're going to have 12 bowling teams participating in a tournament. And the bowling team packages are actually sold out already, which is really cool for us. But we're also offering general admission tickets, which are still available. They can get them on events.ambitenergy.com for only $30. And folks who purchase a general admission ticket will get to hang out at Bowl Lounge, eat lunch, enjoy an open bar, retro video games, all-day ice cream, and popcorn. And it's going to be really fun. It's going to be cool, so they don't have to be out in the summer heat, and it's going to be a great way to kick off Ambition. We're going to have Ambit Cares swag on sale there. They'll be able to make donations to the Ambit Cares Fund, and we're also going to be holding recognition events at the event, so we might even recognize some of your participation in Ambit Cares, which is going to be really cool. We're working with our recognition team to establish brand new awards for top Ambit Cares volunteers, and we can't wait for the event.
Great. I echo that. I'm playing golf that morning, and I'm going to do everything I can to get over there because it really is going to be a cool event. It's a really cool place, so I encourage everybody out there that hasn't registered to do so. Free food and drink, can't beat that, including with your price for the charity. So that's my shameless plug for the event as well. So great. Anna, what are some of the success stories that have already come out of the Ambit Cares program?
Well, we've heard from consultants across the nation who have gotten involved at their local food banks and food pantries. This is helping people in need, but also bringing their families and friends together and helping them learn about the importance of volunteerism and giving back their time to help those in need. We've seen a lot of people post on social media using the hashtag Ambit Cares, and it's been a really good way to let people know about Ambit and let people know about the good things that we're doing for our communities.
Great. As we continue on, you know, with the program, how do you see it evolving here in the future?
So, believe it or not, Ambit Cares is still in its first year, and I feel like we've done so much already to help out people and mobilize the Ambit community. So, we have the Strike Out Hunger event coming up at Ambition. We're really excited about that. We're also in the process of establishing Ambit Cares as an official nonprofit. And building an online donation portal. So this will open up a lot of avenues for the program, especially with our customers. So that's really cool, and we're excited about that coming up. In 2016 and 2017, we're going to focus on expanding Ambit Cares, improving volunteer programs, providing more opportunities for people to get involved. It's an exciting time, and I personally am very proud and honored to be working on this very important undertaking for Ambit and for those in need.
Well, I can tell you're very passionate about Ambit Cares. I want to thank you for your time today, and thank you for all you're doing to help move this program into our communities. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Ambit Energy Podcast. Look for additional podcasts coming soon or in the archive at ambitsuccess.com.